I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. From a three-day Gaza ceasefire to a five-day Gaza ceasefire, if Israel and Hamas keep up like this, it might start looking like progress. Meantime, indirect talks continue to broker a long-term ceasefire. Even indirect talks are better than no talks. Daniel Estrin reports now from Jerusalem on one very public line of communication and a very direct line that's been taking place on television.
It started as an experiment in 2012 during the last round of fighting between Israel and Hamas. Israel's leading TV news station, Channel 2, was broadcasting the war live, while veteran Middle East affairs commentator Ehud Ya'ari sat in the Israeli studio near Jerusalem. A large screen behind him projected a live feed of Hamas TV from Gaza to show Israeli audiences how Hamas viewed the war. Turned out Hamas TV was doing the exact same thing. A Palestinian commentator in the studio was broadcasting with a live feed of Israeli Channel 2 behind him.
So at one point I decided, why shouldn't I try to talk to him?
This is Ehud Ya'ari, the Israeli TV commentator. He's a 69-year-old veteran journalist with neatly combed white hair. And do you get what he was attempting to do? The two TV stations were broadcasting each other live, a kind of know-thy-enemy approach. But instead of just observing the enemy, Ya'ari engaged him on live television. At first, he caught the Hamas anchor off guard. No one expected there to be a conversation. But after a few moments of silence, the Hamas anchor began speaking to Ya'ari in Hebrew. I've watched you for years, ever since I was in Israeli jail, the anchor said. You are very good. Thank you, Ya'ari said. And then they got talking about the war.
And they were trying to tell me, but we are winning. We have the upper hand, etc. So, yeah, I said to them, you know that you're not going to score a victory.
Their chat lasted less than 2 minutes, but it opened an unprecedented public dialogue between Israel and Hamas. During the recent conflict, Ya'ari says his TV station and the Hamas TV station often carried each other live, and he tried to talk to the Hamas anchor. He says it worked twice, but other times, the Hamas anchor answered and said he wouldn't speak to Zionists. It was still gripping television.
Because at one point, what you had on screen, both on Hamas and on our screen, was my own picture quadrupled. We were carrying them, carrying us, carrying them. So it created a very, psychedelic picture.
Ya'ari is a journalist, a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, and also something of an intelligence operative. In this tiny office walled with television screens, he and his staff monitor some 300 TV channels from across the Middle East. And he says he speaks almost daily with senior Hamas officials who give him messages for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
They will very often say to me, well, why don't you say to Mr. Netanyahu so-and-so? Or why don't you pass the word that ABC?
Sometimes he'll communicate these messages to Israeli government officials, but he says he's not Hamas's mailman. Deborah Kamin, a Tel Aviv-based journalist who covers Israeli media, wrote about Ya'ari for The Atlantic. She says Ya'ari's on-air dialogues with Hamas anchors have served an important role.
We don't have any sort of access to those negotiation rooms, and we don't even really know what's going on there. But if we're on our couches watching the news, we can see exactly what Ehud Ya'ari is saying to the anchor in Gaza. And maybe that conversation is even more important because it involves the public.
Ya'ari downplays all of this. Even off-screen, he says, his direct communication hasn't brought Hamas closer to publicly recognizing Israel or giving up armed conflict. But he says that doesn't stop him from talking to them. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.